where do we go at death? As bodies of dust, we return to the dust from whence we came. Genesis 3 verse 19. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. But Job said, for now shall I sleep in the dust. And that's the way that the Bible speaks about the faithful. We aren't all without hope. We can have hope of a future after death, because we can be amongst those that sleep in the dust, an unconscious sleep. That's right. And thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be. That's what Job said. He thought he was going to die. He said, okay, I'm going to die. I'm going to sleep in the dust, because he had faith that God would raise him up. But in the morning you'll look for me, and I won't be here, because I'll be buried in the dust of the ground. And so as bodies of dust, we return to the dust from whence we came. Look at Psalm 104, verse 29. Thou hidest thy face. If Almighty God hides his face from man, they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to the dust. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 20. All go into one place. All are of the dust. All turn to dust again. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return. That's the ruach, the motivating power within our bodies, that's all it is, shall return to God who gave it. So what existences are in the grave? Put not your trust in princes. Psalm 146, verse 3 and 4. Nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth, in that very day his thoughts perish. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 5. For the living know they shall die, but the dead know not anything. Psalm 6, verse 5. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? Isaiah 38, verse 18. For the grave cannot praise thee. Death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit, into the grave, cannot hope for thy truth. So where then is hope? What can we look to for hope in this life? If we're all going to just end up in the dust, can we have a hope beyond that? Now, Daniel chapter 12 and verse 2, when Daniel says that there is coming a time when many of them that sleep, notice that word sleep again, these are the faithful that belong to Almighty God. He doesn't say that they are just to remain in the grave. He looks upon them as sleeping in the grave. So he says, Daniel says, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake at the resurrection. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Because we're going to be judged for the things that we have done, for the faith that we have displayed in the sight of Almighty God. We will be judged, and those found worthy will have everlasting life in the body we have now. And Job shows us that in Job chapter 19 and verse 26, when he says, though after my skin worms destroy this body. And so that's what Job says. He says, that's what's going to happen. I'll go into the grave. Worms will destroy this body. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. See why David was talking about the flesh of Christ? Because it is important. Because he was raised up in the flesh. It wasn't some spirit being that was raised up. He was raised up in the flesh because he is the first fruits of the resurrection. And so Job sleeps in the dust, awaiting the time of resurrection, when in his flesh, in the body he had, he will see God. Beautiful words. And so hope is in being raised from the dead, raised from the grave, And Isaiah speaks of this in chapter 26 and verse 19, and he says, "Thy dead men shall live." Where he's talking about a wayward Israel and those that were faithful, and he says, "Thy dead men shall live." The incredible things, the incredible judgments that have been poured upon Israel over the years, and Judah over the years, they're going to have an end. "And thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust." They're asleep in the dust. "For thy dew is as the dew of herbs." So just as the water of life is poured upon the dry earth, and a few days later it springs forth in newness as all the seeds germinate, and the herbs of the field come out of the earth like a resurrection, so the earth shall cast out the dead. The Apostle Paul said this to Timothy, a very faithful friend of his. Towards the end of his life, the Apostle Paul's facing the executioner's sword. And he said to Timothy, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith." But he says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love his appearing." Why does Jesus Christ need to appear if we're all going off to heaven and to sit together in this bliss in some small speck in heaven, wherever it might be? So when you die, will your hope be like that of the Apostle Paul? Will you be looking for a crown of righteousness because you have lived a faithful life? Will your hope be in the resurrection, or will you return to the dust eternally to sleep a continuing sleep of death? You see, there is no other option. Just pause with me and let's go back 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Open your Bibles there and let's read from verse 19 through to verse 23. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 19 to 23. "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable, if the only hope we had was in this life. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept." So again, we've got those that sleep in the dust being referred to now in a connection with the resurrection of Christ. "For since," he goes on in verse 21, "for since by man came death," back there in Genesis, because of sin that we inherit, that tendency to sin, "by man came also the resurrection of the dead." The man Christ Jesus. "For as in Adam all die, so even in Christ shall all be made alive. Every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power." So the Lord Jesus Christ is going to return. He is the first fruits of the resurrection. We are those that will follow after, and he will establish his kingdom that eventually it might be delivered up to the Father as his completed work of redemption for mankind. This is hope with conviction. It's not hope on an assumption. And may this hope be yours.